Good morning, RVA. It's 63 degrees and looks like our string of lovely, warm days is headed to a close. This afternoon, temperatures start to drop, and highs on Saturday will stay at or below 40 degrees. Beep. Water cooler. 1 week later, here are today's updates on Virginia's executive branch. The Virginia House Democrats have released a new statement that does not even mention the word resign. Meanwhile, Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine and Representative Scott Connolly, Beyer, McEachin, Luria, Spamberger, and Wexton released a different statement restating their call for Northam to resign, expressing shock at Herring and noting their serious concern about Fairfax. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus also issued another statement calling for Northam's resignation, but stopped short of calling for Herring to step down, saying, quote, "While we appreciate the candor of Attorney General Herring's disclosure, we await further action on his part to reassure the citizens of the Commonwealth his fitness for leadership." Al Sharpton was in town last night at VUU calling for both Northam and Herring to resign. Over on the other side of the aisle and down in the legislative branch, we found out that Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman's 1968 yearbook, which he was the managing editor for, is filled with awful racist garbage. He condemned the photos but did not apologize. Okay, that's a lot of differing opinions from a lot of different folks that all have different sorts of power. At the moment, the status quo feels held in place just from all the tension. That's not tenable, though. At least not forever, right? I love this headline from Ed Oliver in the Virginia Mercury. Chaos envelops the Capitol, but lawmakers from both parties insist they can still do their jobs. Jonathan Spears at Richmond BizSense says the old bank building on Brooklyn Park Boulevard should be renovated and up and running by the end of the year as a business incubator of sorts. We've not had a Brooklyn Park Boulevard update in a while, but that part of town is still rapidly changing in both exciting and challenging ways. The Washington Post has a column about tearing down Richmond's Confederate monuments by James Comey. I'm not sure I would have centered my argument around the lack of statues of James Longstreet, another Confederate general, but hey, I'm not James Comey. What do I know? Yesterday, AOC released her non-binding resolution outlining the Green New Deal. This is a sweeping and broad plan to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions through a fair and just transition for all communities and workers. But it also looks at jobs, infrastructure, and justice. It's an easy-to-read piece of legislation and outlines many of the steps we'll need to take to reach these enormous goals. Clean, affordable, and accessible public transportation is, of course, one of them. Since I spend lots of my time deep in transit Twitter, I've seen some complaints that land use and sprawl aren't addressed directly. Alex Baca has probably the best piece on this in Slate, although the title seems overly dramatic. If we want to address climate change, we've got to reduce car trips. If we want to reduce car trips, we've got to live near stuff. And if we want to live near stuff, we've got to stop sprawling away from that stuff. This morning's long read is titled, 8 U.S. Olympians Share Their Stories Behind Their Most Gruesome Scars. Despite the headline, none of these photos are too gruesome, but dang, people are intense. Here's an excerpt. I asked Winter Olympic athletes to send me pictures of their scars. I wanted to see the physical price they have paid for their dreams and the consequences of their pursuits of greatness. I wanted to know more once I started receiving them. I responded with interview questions about which injuries were the worst and how they viewed the scars those injuries left behind, either from the original mishap or subsequent surgeries. I wanted to know whether they saw the wounds as things to be ashamed of and, if possible, eventually erased. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user 1_UnA_Day_RVA. And is a picture of City Hall in the background, and in the foreground, a piece of what will become the facade of the new General Assembly building. Intro and outro music by Tommy Beekman. You can find more from Tommy on soundcloud.com/Tommy Beekman. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.